Blog Talk Radio.
So listen, even if you're not a big fan of baseball, you must be, if you're a Houstonian, or if you just like excitement, you have to be kind of reeling if you were up watching that baseball game last night. The Houston Astros were in action in Los Angeles. It was game two of the World Series. Now, let's kind of set the stage for you. The Houston Astros have appeared in the World Series previously. It was 2005 when they made it the last time. They were swept by the White Sox. That means they got there, and they did win any game. Okay, they were a member, they were still a part of the National League, so they were representing the National League. Fast forward, 2017, the Astros won the pennant. They won the ALDS, they won the ALCS to earn a spot in the World Series, representing the American League, and the Astros won their first World Series game ever. And so the whole theme of this season has been to earn it, and then the theme of postseason has been to earn history. They're trying to earn history. And listen, it's just one game, but last night alone was somewhat historic because the Houston Astros have now won their first ever postseason game, their first ever World Series game. So, you know, there's a lot to get to. It's just one game, but here's what we talked about. You guys have been paying attention. You follow the show. The Astros have to get at least one in Los Angeles, right? They have to get one in Los Angeles. They may have to get two. But there's no way they can become World Series champions without getting a game in L.A. And last night was the game that they really, really needed. They had their best pitcher on the mound, Justin Verlander. He is the guy that they brought here for this. They brought Justin Verlander to Houston for not just to get him the postseason, but to get them to the World Series and to get them a championship. And he has been nothing short of just phenomenal. So I brought in one of my good friends and colleagues, East Coast guy, but we will not hold that against him. He is a true sports aficionado, and he joins me today to talk about, there's a lot happening, but of course, Mark Gray, welcome. We have to start talking about the World Series, the Houston Astros. And did you pick the Astros or the Dodgers to win this series? Okay. Well, listen. Let me tell you something, Mark. I did a show yesterday, and of course, George Springer, the leadoff hitter, who had just a rough night at the plate in game one. Now, granted, he was going against Kershaw, who many say is the best pitcher ever. Time will tell about that. So I did a show yesterday, and the guys were saying, I think the A.J. Hinch needs to make a change in his lineup. He needs to move Bregman up, take Springer out of the top spot. And I said, absolutely not. You know, Springer had one rough night at the plate. He's one of the best players on the team. There's a 182-game season to get here. You cannot go tinkering with what brought you here right now. That would have been overmanaging. And as you can see, it was the right move to leave Springer where he was. I just don't think now is the time you start doing that extra stuff. You got to go with what brought you here. Thank you. You know, one of the things we saw, and I go back to covering the Yankees in the ALCS and talking to Joe Girardi after, you know, when Aaron Judge entered the ALCS, he had been kind of struggling at the plate postseason. And Joe Girardi said, listen, but they've been good at bat. So you can't always just go, he was 0-for-4. You got to look at who was he pitching against? Was he chasing bad pitches? You know, were they good at bat? And so AJ said that Springer had had some decent at bats. It wasn't like he was just, you know, completely out of it. He had some decent at bats. And so, you know, he is to be the kind of player Springer's been all year. You knew his bat was going to come back. This Astro team has produced the most runs this whole season. I think they're averaging about 5.23 runs a game, just say 5 runs a game. So we know the bats are going to come back. But, Mark, you were so right. The Minute Maid Park atmosphere has been electric. It is so loud. And I think it is going to be quite an atmosphere on Friday night when the Astros are back with Lance McCullers, who we weren't sure what we get until we saw him in Game 7 last week. Lance McCullers has and he came in relief. He looked good. Yeah. 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 You think, yeah, well, you know what? You make a great point. Starting off, I did think that it was going to be the Astros. If you're there, hang on a second. I'm just reloading the plays because we had a little bit of a freeze. Don't anybody go anyplace. We're coming right back. Hang in there. All right, there we go. So one of the things I thought coming into this series, Mark, I thought that, you know, the Astros would have to – would win it in six. I say the Astros in six, not seven, but six. And so, you know, I still stick with that. I still say that they will win it in six. It'd be great if they could win it in five in front of the home crowd. I just think that you're not going to sweep L.A. at home. But you never know, right? The season, the mantra for the Astros since training camp has been earn it. And then they changed it to earn history. So this is not just a new postseason catchphrase. It's been what this team has worked under and how they worked. You know, coming into the series, everybody talked about this Dodgers bullpen. And granted, the Dodgers have had the best bullpen in baseball. What's exciting to me, Mark, also, is to see the two best teams in baseball meet in the World Series. We don't always see that. You've got the two best teams, two teams that won over 100 games, meet at this point in the season. I know a lot of people really did want to have be an L.A. Dodgers, New York Yankees World Series, but as it turned out, that's just not what happened. And so the Houston Astros are not disappointing baseball fans or any of the baseball aficionados, because that game last night, I mean, eight home runs in a World Series game has been nothing short of really kind of, you know, really kind of amazing. So I'm curious to see how the rest of the pitching holds up, you know, because the World Series is a whole other animal. You know, you got a whole true – people are second-guessing Dave Roberts this morning about should he have pulled – you know, his closer earlier. But I don't know how you second – in a game like that, how do you second-guess anybody? I just don't think you can. Yeah. You're right. I know. You have to have second guessing. All right. We're going to put a pin in the Astros for just a minute. We're going to come back to some World Series talk because there's a lot to chat about. Let's move over a little bit to you talked about Dusty Baker. We heard this morning that the Yankees and Joe Girardi have decided to part ways. What are your thoughts about those moves that we've seen already in postseason? Yeah. Well, you know, let's jump a minute because I know you've got some other stuff to do. Let's put a pin in the World Series. We're going to come back to that before you go. Let's talk about what's happening around the National Football League. You and I've talked before about Deshaun Watson. And so one of the things is Houston had a bye week last week. They're 3-3. They get ready to go play Seattle. Dwayne Brown, offensive left tackle, the most important position on that line, back in the house this week. And I'm listening to a lot of my colleagues locally talk about, you know, to heck with him because he held out. They should get rid of him. They should just play him, and hopefully he has a good enough day to trade him on Tuesday. So I don't know what the plan is. I have no idea if the idea is to keep Dwayne Brown or to trade him. They need him here. I just don't think that – I don't know why these broadcasters are mad about the man wanting his money. When other players want their money, whether it's Brian Cushion or JJ, they didn't have a problem with that. So don't be mad at JJ. Don't be mad at Dwayne Brown because all he wanted was a little bit of assurance, okay? So I think that you need to have Dwayne Brown. And you, even though Deshaun Watson has escaped injury thus far, he has had to do a little more freelancing than he would probably, like, then you'd probably like because the line has not been great. He's made the line look a whole lot better because of his mobility and because of his discipline and is able to move around and is able to roll out. What do you think about what you see thus far from the Houston Texans offensively? And maybe we can talk about the defense that's without J.J. Watt and without Whitney Merciless and without Brian Cushing. So, you know, you make some interesting points. One of the things that this defense has been, the defense has been a little different because you have Romeo Crennel as the assistant head coach and you've got Mike Vrabel actually as defensive coordinator. And so I think there's been a, if you want to say, a learning curve for Vrabel as a defensive coordinator. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I wish it was, you know, Romeo on the sideline calling the plays. But when we lost, when the Texans lost J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless in the same game, that's a big loss, right? Quite frankly, I think the loss is bigger to Whitney Merciless, for Whitney Merciless, because we still hadn't seen yet what J.J. was going to do. And remember, last year, when J.J. was out for most of the season, you saw this defense really excel. So not that, you know, I'm not saying that you don't miss a J.J. Watt, but you really are going to miss what you have gotten from Whitney Merciless in this defense. Brian Cushion should come back. Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Right, so here's the thing I have to tell you with in terms of Deshaun Watson, he is not just the talent he has, but it is the maturity he has. Although every week when I hear Bill O'Brien start with, you know, he's really intelligent, I just want to pull my hair out. I mean, will you stop already? What do we expect the kid was? He's already graduated from college. We've seen him win at every level. I mean, stop being surprised about his intelligence. Okay, that's just my personal little rant. But he is that. And he has really done a good job at learning this playbook, and I will give O'Brien this credit. I mean, I'm not a huge O'Brien fan, but I give him credit for making the adjustments and not being so stuck in the offense he wants to run, but being willing to call plays that make sense for the quarterback that he has at this time. So good for Bill O'Brien for recognizing that. Well, and that's the key. Keep him healthy, so that's why they need to keep Dwayne Brown. None of this talk about bringing Dwayne in to trade him. And I don't know, quite frankly, Mark, if the Houston Texans owner is a very conservative man, right? Bob McNair, good guy, but really conservative. And so they keep flashing. I've seen the picture a few times of Dwayne Brown when he raised his fist last year when the cap protest first started. I don't know if that residual is something that was haunting his chances of being embraced by the Texans' upper management. I'm not sure about that. I have no idea. But there's nothing about Dwayne. He hasn't had any off-the-field issues. you know, he's been, you know, a model citizen, a great player, a good community guy. There's just no reason to not like Dwayne Brown, in my opinion. And he's a good player. He's a great player. Well, I just put it up on screen, and I will also repost it later, afro.com. Any thoughts about the basketball season before you head out? The Rockets are off to a 4-1 start. Of course, Chris Paul is here, but he is in street clothes because he's nursing a knee injury. If you are a Rockets fan, how concerned are you about seeing Chris Paul on the bench so early? Do you have any, did you feel any kind of way about what Oklahoma City did in the offseason? How much better are they? Or do you think that they would challenge Golden State more? Yeah. Right. All right. That's right. All right. All right. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you in a bit, and go Astros. All right. Go Astros. All right, that was Mark Gray joining us. He writes for Afro.com. He has a show, a podcast on the Shadow League. So I will post that information. Afro.com is where you can find the video that he just talked about posting from, the article he wrote about Dusty Baker and what's happening with the Nationals. You know, listen, this sports world is something, you know, and so – for those of you who are local, we are having still have a couple tickets for tonight's Chalk Talk event. It's going to be at Camagacho. It is a Brazilian steakhouse here in Houston. So I would love to have you join us. You know, we are going to talk not just about, you know, the Texans, because this time of year, that's what we would be doing. We're going to talk a lot of Astros. So if you want to come and kind of get ready for where do we go? If you want to come and get ready for what will happen tonight in terms of this, or get ready for what's going to happen over the next couple of days, feel free to do it. And here we go. Let's see here. Hang in there. I have been in trying to work out a different little platform thing with my Be Live platform. And if you're there, don't go away. It is reloading. And so I've done that a few times as I'm working out the kinks in a new way that we are approaching the show. So there we go. Okay, so we still have tickets for tonight's Chalk Talk event. It's a tailgate party. It's for women, but it's not only for women. So bring your guy, or if you're a guy who's listening, you want to come out, have learn a little bit about baseball, or just talk about the Astros, we're going to do that. We'll also have a few little tips about what's happening around the National Football League and the NBA. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., so we're going to have a lot of fun. I'd love to see your face in the place. If you've never been to one of our live Chalk Talk events, I invite you to come out and join us this evening. So Houston Astros are working to earn history, everybody. I just think that's exciting, right? I think it's exciting that the Astros, you know what, I'm going to see something, that the Astros are doing, you know, what they said they would do. You know, they said they would earn history this season, and I was trying to show you my Astros picture. Oh, nope, that's not it. I wanted to show you my earn history bit so that we could so that you could see it. I'm kind of working through this new little platform, throwing in some different full screens and also some pictures for you to check out. I wanted to show you what people around the country are super excited about that baseball game last night. Whether they were Astros fans or not, it was just a good game. My older sister, who every day, every time I say, hey, are you going to watch the game? You know, she says, no. Last night when the game ended, my phone rings. I look and I see it's her, and I'm thinking, I hope everything is okay. Well, yeah, you know what she said? Man, wasn't that a game? I'm like, you watched it? So my sister is up watching a game that ends at almost midnight. It must have been a heck of a game. She said, yeah, I tap on a turn and look for a second, and then I got stuck. I couldn't stop watching it. That's the kind of game that we had last night. That's the kind of energy. That is, you know, that is what we got. We were fortunate enough to see the baseball gods, if you will, look down on this championship series. And so for everybody, especially those folks probably on the East Coast and the networks who really wanted it to be an L.A. and New York World Series, if they weren't okay before with it being the Astros and the Dodgers, I'm going to go ahead and go with they are probably okay now, because that was quite a ball game. All right? So we can talk baseball all day. You know, game three is Friday night at Minute Maid Park. Lance McCullers Jr. will get the start for the Houston Astros. So it should be quite the outing, right? I know that the energy is going to be high. There is going to be just a lot of excitement in the building. It has been great energy for all the games to this point. It will be the first home games for the Astros in the World Series since 2005. Astros fans, Houston fans, have not had a chance to host or be a part of a World Series game in Houston since 2005 when the Astros were still a part of the National League and they were swept by the White Sox. So it's a whole different world right now. It is, the series is tied one game apiece. Game three is Friday night. So let me say this. If somebody asks you, here's a little tip, and this is the kind of stuff we'll talk about at Chalk Talk. So why was it so important that the Astros win game two? If you say that they have to win at least one game in L.A. to win the series, why was game two so important? So here's why game two was so important. They sent their best pitcher to the mound in Justin Verlander, right? Justin Verlander was the best pitcher. And they had not – Justin Verlander, quite frankly, has not lost since Houston – has not lost. I'm trying to see here. There we go. Is that what we want to see? Earn history. That's what I wanted to see. All right. The Astros, Justin Verlander has not lost a game since he's come to Houston, since he joined the Astros, right? He came here right at the deadline for the trade. Like, you talk about the 11th hour. He said yes. Jeff Luna pulled the deal off, like, at the last possible moment. So Justin Verlander has been nothing short of phenomenal since he's been a Houston Astro. And you got to win the games that Justin Verlander starts. So not that you couldn't win other games, but I think it might have been a bit demoralizing for this team to lose a game where Justin Verlander was the – starting pitcher. I think it just would have been a little demoralizing. So not the case. They won the game. You could see him kind of come out. I think he gave him some solid innings. And he was like super pumped in the dugout. There was a fan who jumped into the Astros bullpen, but not to worry, he was handcuffed immediately. The steal by Astros' Cameron Maben got free tacos to people across the nation, so people were excited about that. And it was worth the wait. That's what one of the headlines said. Was it worth the wait? And absolutely it was. The Astros and Dodgers really played, it was – the late game, it was just, what else do you say about it? It was a lot of excitement, and it was something great to be a part of. So, again, not too late for you to join us tonight for Chalk Talk. Still have a few tickets left, and I am going to, let's see here, I am going to post the link. So that you can check it out. You can also go to my Twitter page. It's pinned at the top. My Twitter handle is at Kim Y. Davis. So if you would like to join us tonight for Chalk Talk, you are in the Houston area. Let me see. Is this what it is? That is the link. You can click on that link. It's in the comments below. And you can click on that link and join us for Chalk Talk, okay? It is going to be quite – we're going to have a great time. That's all I can tell you. We're going to have a great time. You're going to meet some cool people. We're going to have some really good food. It's a cool restaurant. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. I don't eat meat, but they have some things that I can eat. But it's a really cool place. So I hope that you'll come out. Get ready for games 3, 4, and 5 because there will be 3, 4, and 5. There'll be 3 games in Houston over the next several days. And I look forward to having all of you in the room. Pamela's going to be there. Yay. And listen, if you've got some questions, if there's some things you've heard people say or you've been talking about or you've been hearing people talk about, listen, bring those with you tonight. There are no bad questions or silly questions. You can ask anything that's on your mind, and you will be in a safe place to ask your questions about baseball, the World Series, what's happening, what it means, if you've heard some terminology, you know, how they make moves, you know, why people were talking about the manager questioning or changing the lineup, what that means and why would they ask that, why it's kind of unheard of or unthought of that Dallas Keuchel would shave his beard just because it's hot. He would not do that because, quite frankly, he is, you know, baseball players have a lot of superstition, right? So that's not something that you would see happen. I don't know if you can see this screen now. I'm sharing it. This is the information about tonight, so I hope to see you guys all there. So much to do before then, so I'm going to jump out probably a little early today. What is that? Okay. So I'm just discovering some new things on my Don't need to see me twice. I was about to be on twice. All right. So if that's nothing, if you guys don't have any other questions or things that you want to know, I am going to jump out a little early today so that I can go and do a couple of things, prepare for this evening. I also need to do a video for a little recording for my Juice Plus business. But I look forward to seeing you guys in the house tonight at Cama Gaucha. What is that? Well, let me write it for you. U-C-H-A. That's where we'll be tonight at 5:30. As I said, there are a few tickets still left, and I'm going to leave them up until the event starts. So you can go to my Twitter page, at Kim Y. Davis, and if you go there, you can see at the top the link to that I just shared on the page before. If you're not following me on Twitter, please do follow me at Kim Y. Davis, and if you're not following me on my Kim Y. Davis page on Facebook, make sure you follow me here and subscribe so that you'll get notifications about live broadcasts. I'm going to be doing more live broadcasts from this page, so I ask if you will share the video so that I'm trying to get people to remember to come over here to watch the show because I'm broadcasting from this page moving forward. All right, that's going to be it for today. Thank you guys, as always, for being a part of the Chalk Talk tribe and the Chalk Talk family. I appreciate you tuning in and always being involved and engaged. Make sure you share this video with your friends and family. If you're listening on Blog Talk, share the broadcast, share the audio as well. Whoops. Where are we? There we go. Share the audio broadcast on Blog Talk.